We hebben de hele dag gelopen hier in Worthing en we hebben heel veel gezien en beleefd. En dan moet je natuurlijk ook overnachten. We doen dat in een High Beach Guesthouse. De High Beach Guesthouse, where can we find it?
We're right on the very seafront on the east side of Worthing. Worthing's a small town on the coast. It's not a city. We're 100,000 people. But we pride ourselves that the coastline is totally flat here. You can walk easily from one side of the town to the other. We're 10 minutes walk from the main town, 25 meters from the beach. We're just the road in front. So we're a family guest house, myself and my wife just run the establishment. We have 7 rooms, so we can accommodate 12 guests. We do a bed and breakfast, but then we point people in the direction of the town centre in the evening. You will find 40 or 50 different restaurants, bars, clubs, tea rooms, for every type of food you can think of. Ranging from the typical English favourite, which is the Indian, to fish and chips, to very, very good gourmet English food opened up now. And it's far, far cheaper than Brighton, and obviously far cheaper from London.
Then we have a good night's sleep, and then in the morning, is it a continental breakfast or an English breakfast?
Yeah, no, we do. People can choose. We tend to do a proper English breakfast, which means English bacon, not unfortunately Dutch bacon, so it's the thick
Okay.
slices of proper bacon, proper English sausages, eggs, beans. We concede to the Americanism, so we have hash browns now, which is the potatoes, and obviously toast, coffees, fruit teas, mint teas, plus for afterwards or before, all the different types of breakfast cereals. You can think of there's 10 different types of cereals for people to have. And people come down anytime from 7 in the morning till 9, we tend to do, and they get served a proper English breakfast, which hopefully sets them up for the day.
Good. People who come by train, there are two or three stations at in Worthing.
Yes, we have 3 stations. There is the main Worthing station, which tends to deal with the main fast trains from London. Our stop is on the called East Worthing on the eastern side, and there is a West Worthing.
We are on the east coast.
We're on the east one. Now that's served, which is just 10 minutes walk from here. Now that's served by the stopping service train from Brighton, which is just 5 stops on the train, takes 20 minutes into the very centre of Brighton. The main Worthing station, the trains to London, it's every 30 minutes. There's an express train to London and it takes 1 hour 30 minutes. And it's a service that runs from 5 in the morning till midnight. So people can even stay here during the day, go up to London, see a West End show. But we tend to say and go to the theatre in Worthing because it's just as good. But you do have the option of going to London and being back in the same evening.
En het voordeel van het High Beach Guesthouse, je ligt eigenlijk vlak bij de zee. You have a nice view at this at sea and at the pier.
Yes, the pier from the front windows of the house, well, all the windows of the house, where we're on the side of a road, every room has a view of the sea. Even the room on the ground floor, you can see the sea, sort of thing, but certainly from the front rooms, obviously the view goes straight out to sea. You can't see France from here. We're about 50 miles across, so the most you'll see is about 20 miles out on the horizon. But on a clear day, you'll see the pier. And we always say, if you can see the pier and the horizon, it's going to be a lovely day.
People want to know more about the bed and breakfast. You have a website?
Yes, it's www.highbeachworthing.com. And it's unfortunately just in English and French at the moment, but on most Google things, you can put in for a translation and things like that. We take all bookings over the internet now. Probably 50% of our business is done by the internet, which is good because it means I think now we've seen people from virtually every country of the world come.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.